Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. Amen. Joy is not the opposite of suffering. Joy is the fruit of compassion and generosity. Joy is not just an emotion. Joy is a state of being. This is my takeaway from the Book of Joy, a conversation between Archbishop Desmond Tutu and His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. The Book of Joy was written by Douglas Abrams and is the result of spending a week with these two friends, Archbishop Tutu and His Holiness, in conversation about joy. In it, Archbishop Tutu says, "We are fragile creatures, and it is from this weakness, not despite it, that we discover the possibility of true joy." The statement that joy is discovered from our weakness, not despite it, emerges from a conversation between two men, close friends of many years, who by any measure have both seen an immense amount of suffering, and yet who both claim joy as an essential state of being human and being children of God. Even in the midst of such struggles as apartheid and exile from one's own country, these two friends had joy, deep and true joy, not despite their weakness and humanity, but precisely because of their deep connection in the midst of it. They found joy in the simple fact that we can only be human together. Archbishop Tutu was often heard saying that in his culture, one would greet another by saying, "How are we? How are we?" Mongi Ingumani, Archbishop Tutu's granddaughter and Naomi's daughter, wrote an invaluable book that I highly recommend to everyone. The book is called Everyday Ubuntu. In this book, Mongi explores how the South African philosophy of Ubuntu can help heal division and create justice, and how it leads to deep joy. In the book, we learn Ubuntu is a Kasha word originating from the South African philosophy that encapsulates all of our aspirations about how to live life well together. In it is the belief in a universal human bond, "I am only because you are." And it means that if you are able to see everyone as fully human, connected to you by their humanity, you will never be able to treat others as disposable or without worth. By embracing this philosophy of Ubuntu and living it out in daily life, it's possible to overcome division and be stronger together in a world where the wise build bridges, not walls. Where the wise build bridges. How are we? In our culture of individualization, where the philosophy of pull yourself up by your bootstraps, which is physically impossible, just saying, but where that philosophy reigns supreme, the idea that "I am only because you are" can invoke feelings of discomfort. We may feel more comfortable leaning into the philosophy of "I think, therefore I am." But in Ubuntu and Buddhism, our thoughts can be a barrier to connection. What we think is true may in fact be a wall rather than a bridge, causing division rather than unity, separation rather than connection, when we live completely in our minds and not our bodies. In the Book of Joy, the author cultivates 8 pillars of joy from his week-long observation of His Holiness and the Archbishop. They are humility and perspective, humor and acceptance, forgiveness and gratitude, and finally, and most importantly, compassion and generosity. His Holiness says, from the moment of birth, every human being wants to discover happiness and avoid suffering. No differences in our culture or our education or our religion affect this. From the very core of our being, we simply desire joy and contentment. But so often these feelings are fleeting and hard to find, like a butterfly that lands on us and then flutters away. If we seek to be joyful for ourselves only, it will elude us. But through prioritizing these pillars of joy and by practicing them daily, we can claim our rightful human existence to live a joyful life through seeking to bring joy to others, through seeking to build bridges of connection. I am because you are. How are we? Today is the second Sunday of Epiphany Tide, the season of discovery, of illumination of the divinity of Jesus. This is a season of revelations to us, God's people, about our Savior Jesus Christ. And so on this second Sunday of Epiphany, we have Jesus at a party turning water into wine, his first miracle. On this Sunday of Revelation, Jesus is not healing a child. He's not raising Lazarus from the dead or driving demons out of people. He's not feeding 5,000. In this Epiphany, about who our Savior is in his full divinity, we have Jesus turning water into wine and saving the best of it for last at a party. I love Jesus. In this revelation about our Savior in this season, we find Jesus at a party serving up abundance. What are we meant to learn, to know, to embody from this story of Jesus at a party performing a miracle of abundance? A wedding party is a place of celebration, fellowship, and appreciation for new love. It is a kickoff party for the potential of new life, hope, deep connection, not just for the new couple, but as a reminder to all present of the power of love to heal and connect us to each other and to God. How are we? Scarcity has no place at a wedding party, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, knows this in her bones. So when she sees that the wine is running out, she looks to her son and informs him they have run out of wine. Jesus says in return, "What concern is that to me?" A good question. What concern is scarcity to Jesus? Mary, knowing the importance of this moment, simply looks at the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And so Jesus commands them to fill the jars with what they have, water. And they do, and in doing so, it becomes wine. And that wine becomes for them the first sign, a sign of abundance. There is nothing that can cause violence and discord the way that scarcity can. Scarcity, the sense that there is not enough for everyone, can quickly lead to division and violence. Scarcity in this world leads to self-protection and separation. How are we? From our psalm today, they feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. The gathered crowd at this wedding celebration has no idea what has happened, but they feast upon the abundance of God's house. They drink from the river of God's delight. And in this delight, the people remain connected. In this abundance and from that connection, they experience great joy. How are we? We are a people who drink from the river of delight. We are a people whose Savior turns water into wine. We are a people of abundance who have gifts to share. To each of us, gifts are given, a variety of gifts for us to share with our brothers and sisters, with all of God's people, for the common good. No gift is greater than another. Although if you have the gift of changing water into wine, you will probably get more invitations to parties. And yet, no matter the gift you are given, it is the same God who activates them in each of us. The variety of gifts is essential to manifesting the abundance of God's delight here on earth, essential to connection, essential to joy. Joy does not come from self-serving action, but from seeking to serve others. This is my takeaway from the Archbishop and His Holiness and their beautiful conversation and lifelong friendship. And this is my takeaway from our first miracle in this Epiphany season. I am because you are. We share our gifts out of abundance, in the spirit of Ubuntu, in the spirit of connection. So grace, how are we? These times have been trying. We have seen the consequences of perceived scarcity. We have seen the fruit of abundance in the world around us and in this parish. And on this Sunday of Epiphany, we have been given a sign. A sign that with God and through Jesus and together, we will be given every gift we need to live joyful lives, to create a joyful world. We have abundance to share. So the next time you see scarcity in this world or in this community and the thought comes to you, what concern is that to me? Remember Mary. Remember, God gave you gifts to share. Do whatever He tells you to do. Remember, joy comes from seeking to serve. And then ask yourself, how are we? We are connected. We are blessed. We have all we need because we have each other. And in our seeking to serve one another, in our connection to each other and to God, we can build a bridge for all people to cross, where there is enough for everyone, where all people can say, I am because you are, and where when we greet each other by saying, how are we can all respond, we are joyful. Amen.